Are you avoiding or adding? During this worldwide pandemic, everyone is talking about avoiding the virus at all costs. Businesses, sports arenas, schools, theaters, and even churches have been shut down. We sanitize our hands throughout the day, and sometimes we wear masks in public. Avoiding the virus has cost millions of jobs and tens of thousands of deaths. It's truly a life-changing event. I was praying about the emotional and financial toll it has had on our society, and I came to an interesting observation. We're focusing on avoiding and survival instead of adding and growing. The Apostle Paul once said in Philippians 3:8, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." Can you imagine being like Paul? He lost everything for Christ, but he was focused on the gain. He was beaten, shipwrecked, falsely accused, rejected by his people, and yet he considered it all as dung compared to knowing Christ. Wow. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've lost, start looking for the increase. If you focus on avoiding, you'll subtract. But if you're looking to increase, you'll add. Here are a few helpful tips to shift your perspective. Number one, position yourself for a huge comeback. Look for investments and opportunities to build your business. Number two, look for people who need help. Look to win souls for Christ. Number three, look to improve your personal health through exercise and a healthy diet. Four, look to the Word of God to find wisdom daily. And five, look to the Holy Spirit for guidance. You see, it's time to change our focus. I started to do these steps this week. What will you do to experience different results? Will you declare with me, "Lord, I'm focusing on increasing health, wealth, and happiness. I'm going to love others and spread the good news of Jesus." Destinations are more dependent on focus than they are on wishes and desires. You'll make it, because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.